Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about building MCP servers using Google Gemini 2.5 Pro. Let's dive in.
Exciting. So, what's the big deal with Gemini and these MCP servers?
Well, Gemini 2.5 Pro is a powerhouse, seemingly on par with Claude 3.7 or even Sonnet, but it's free. And the beauty of Gemini AI Studio is its ability to build these MCP servers, code apps, games, you name it.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How do we get started with this?
You'll need Visual Studio Code. It's free, and an API key from ais.google.com. Easy peasy. Two main ways to set things up. R code for direct MCP server creation, which is how I have Plexi running, or even simpler, the client extension within VS Code.
Client? Tell me more.
Client streamlines the entire process. It's got a built-in marketplace for MCP server setup. Way easier than the more technical file creation method needed for Cursor.
So, what exactly is an MCP server, and why should I care?
Think of it as the future of AI agents. Imagine an AI agent directly linked to, say, a Gmail MCP. It inherits all Gmail functionalities without complex individual setups. No more separate tools for drafting, sending, opening emails. Pure efficiency.
I see. Interesting. Sounds like a game changer. So walk me through setting up client.
Install client in VS Code. Head to Settings, navigate to the MCP icon, and boom, you're in the marketplace. I recommend using a fresh folder in VS Code, especially if you've tinkered with installations before. It avoids messy errors.
I learned that the hard way.
Got it. Any recommended MCPs to start with?
Plexi Research is a solid choice. Install it through client, provide your API key, and you're off to the races. I demoed it, asked about AI news, and it pulled up relevant info from March 30th regarding Apple, Samsung, and their AI strategies. Pretty slick.
You mentioned some other MCPs, like browser use. Did that work as well?
Not quite. It looked promising, with AI-driven browsing automation, even compatible with Claude Desktop. But it didn't play nice. Plexi remains the most reliable, along with Brave Search. I've had success with Airbnb and NA10, but that's a story for another podcast.
So, to avoid errors, new folder in VS Code, Gemini Pro Experimental, Client Marketplace, and Plexi. Got it.
Precisely. Oh, and remember, many MCPs have documentation on GitHub. You can check out functionalities and troubleshoot issues there. Plus, searching MCP GitHub Claude reveals a whole universe of available MCP servers. Google Drive, Google Maps, Slack integration. The possibilities are mind-boggling.
Okay, this is really exciting stuff. Any last tips for our listeners?
Experiment. The MCP landscape is constantly evolving. Don't be afraid to try different combinations and see what magic you can conjure with Gemini 2.5 Pro. And by the way, if you hit a snag, there are great communities out there offering support and tutorials on MCP agents. Check the links in the description.
This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for breaking it all down.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.